Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Do we have a problem with voter fraud in this country? Well, President Trump thinks so, and he's not alone. Virginia, Ohio, Wisconsin, North Carolina have passed laws designed to stop voter fraud. Left-leaning organizations and even the Democrat Party is fighting against voter fraud legislation. Why would anyone be against putting a stop to illegal voters? Newly released state data from New Hampshire is shocking. 6,540 people registered to vote in New Hampshire on Election Day, November the 8th, 2016. They used out-of-state driver's licenses, and their votes were accepted. The state attorney general, Joe Foster, issued an order that no one could be turned away. Their votes were accepted, even though it was pretty obvious that they had driven over from Boston, Massachusetts, or some other state. Of those 6,540 voters from other states, they may have said that they had moved to New Hampshire. Not true. 5,526 of those voters never did get a New Hampshire driver's license. So here is what happened. Donald Trump lost to Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire by 2,736 votes. A Republican incumbent lost her Senate seat to a Democrat by 1,017 votes. It's pretty obvious that out-of-state fraudulent voters stole those two elections. This is the United States of America. We're not some third world country where dictators buy and steal and maintain power. I'm not suggesting that we have voter fraud in every state. In fact, I would not expect very much fraud in rural America. That's not who we are. However, big city liberals have not accepted controls to limit voter fraud. They are filing lawsuits. They argue that efforts to ensure election integrity suppresses votes. Well, if it suppresses those illegal voters, that's fine with me. Okay, enough on that subject. I have harvest on my mind. I'll be going back to the farm in Illinois next week. I think our corn will be dry enough to harvest. Can't be sure, but I expect a pretty good crop. And with a lot of grain, we need to keep opening export markets. Distillers' dried grain is now starting to flow into Vietnam. China's accepting more GMO variety, and China's imports of soybeans hit a record high in August. Okay, farming is a dangerous business. Be careful and be safe. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.